You're going to need to stay focused. You're going to have to stay focused on the right things as you move forward in going after your health and fitness goals. You're going to have to stay focused not on how long it will take you to get to your ultimate goal. If you focus on what it will take to get to your ultimate goal, let's say you want to lose 100 pounds, and you focus on how long it will take you to do that. Let's say you want to put on 30 pounds of muscle, and you focus on how long it will take you to do that. If you only focus in on your ultimate goal, no matter what it is, and you zero in on the time factor, you will likely get discouraged. You can't focus on that. That can't be your main focus. You need to focus on the daily tasks that you are responsible for completing. That's what you need to focus on. You need to make for sure that each day you know what you're supposed to be doing concerning your eating. What is your nutrition plan? What are you supposed to be eating for that day? We're going to break it down even more. What are you supposed to be eating at that moment? For breakfast, for lunch, dinner, your snacks. What are you supposed to be eating at a given time? Are you doing what you're supposed to be doing with that? Focus on what you're supposed to be doing at the given time, at the proper time, at that moment. Focus on doing what you're supposed to be doing moment by moment. Not too far ahead. Only that moment. Do your very best to do 100% of what you're supposed to be completing at that given time. If you're supposed to be eating a given meal, eat that meal at the time you're supposed to eat it. If you're supposed to be doing a morning workout, make sure you do that morning workout. Don't focus on anything else. Nothing else in the future. Only what you're supposed to be doing at that given time. Let nothing stand in the way of what you're supposed to be doing at that given time. If something else comes up, let it wait. Do what you need to do. There's always going to be something that comes up. Always. Always. There's always going to be something that can take you away from your workout. Always. There's always going to be something. There's never going to be a perfect time for your workout. There's never going to be a perfect time for your eating, for you to eat what you're supposed to on your plan. There's never going to be a perfect time. Whatever else that relates to your health and fitness plan, there will never be a perfect time for you to do it. There's always going to be things pulling you away, pulling on your attention. Something's always going to try to take your attention away. Always. So you need to know that in advance. All I want you to do when you wake up, what are you supposed to be doing when you wake up? Is there a workout for you? Is there a workout you're supposed to be doing? If so, do it. Is there some type of eating that you're supposed to be doing? Do it. Don't focus on what you're supposed to be doing in the afternoon yet. The afternoon has not arrived. Okay? When the afternoon arrives, you'll deal with that then. Don't be concerned about dinner. Don't be concerned about your evening activities. You will be concerned with that when the time arises. Many people get off track because they're thinking about what they're going to be doing a month from now, a week from now. It's morning time. They're concerned about the evening. People are thinking too far in advance. And they're getting discouraged because they're feeling overwhelmed. Okay? Avoid being overwhelmed by only focusing on your task at hand. Whatever your task is at hand, that's all you're thinking about. You're going to put all of your energy into that one task and nothing else. Nothing else. If other thoughts come to your mind trying to get you to think about what you have to do in the evening or the afternoon, it's morning time, reject those thoughts and put all your energy on what you're supposed to do right then. And do it to the very best of your ability. And that's what you're going to do all throughout the day. You're only going to focus in on the task at hand for that day. When tomorrow comes, then you will focus on the tasks of that day. And you're going to do this day after day after day. That's what you're going to do. Day after day after day. That's all you're going to do. And when you are at the end of your day, you look back at your day, you're going to take an assessment of how well you did. And when you have done everything you need to do of those tasks for that day, you have succeeded. And you should celebrate that. You should feel good about it. You should be happy about it. Because you're going in the right direction. You celebrate that. And know that you're going in the right direction. Don't focus in on the end or result of how long it's going to take to get to your end result. Don't focus on that. You want to use the strategies that we talked about concerning staying motivated, pumped up, that ultimate goal in mind. But what I'm talking about right now is, don't ever think about how long it's going to take to get there. Start meditating on that, thinking on that all the time. Well, that's your focus. You'll get discouraged because you'll start feeling that your results are not coming fast enough. You focus on the day-to-day tasks, and each day look back on how well you did. That's what you're focusing on, only by the day. Before you know it, you'll have an accumulation of days where you've done everything you're supposed to. And when it comes time for you to look and see what results you have accomplished, you'll be well pleased.